My name is Anne Cooling. I'm going to read my testimony, Coronavirus Symptoms Healed, published in the June 28, 2021 issue of the Christian Science Sentinel. It was a trip of a lifetime for my husband and me, a visit to Egypt, blessed with Bible study, architectural marvels, and the company of fellow college alumni. It was March 2020, and during our 2.5 weeks abroad, bits and pieces of news of a rapidly changing world were filtering through to us. We rallied together in calm prayer as every single one of us had to change our return flights. The airport we were to fly out of was scheduled to close for many weeks at noon on the day of our return to the United States. Twice during our trip, the weekly Bible lesson from the Christian Science Quarterly had included passages about God leading the children of Israel out of captivity in Egypt. This eternal promise inspired me to affirm in prayer that just as God led the Israelites safely through the Red Sea, so He would open the way for our group, enabling us to be on our way on time. Mission accomplished. My husband and I were greeted by family members who were temporarily staying with us in our home. More needed to be addressed in prayer on our return. Although my husband and I were both working from home in line with quarantine requirements, I woke one night with some of the symptoms that were being reported in the news. Grandchildren who live with us part-time were scheduled to return home. To calm their father's fears, I got tested for COVID-19. And while I was at the clinic, the fever broke, a sign the doctor needed to see in order to determine when my quarantine would end. The doctor called 5 days later with the test results, showing I had tested positive for COVID-19. I was able to report that I was already well and that none of the other people in the household had shown any symptoms. When the doctor asked if I had taken what she prescribed to me for pneumonia, which had been diagnosed as an additional complication during my earlier examination, I explained that I had addressed this problem through Christian Science prayerful treatment. She said, "Keep it up." That night, however, more prayer was needed. Fear about the coronavirus was affecting two family members, and soon they started exhibiting symptoms. However, they were both completely and quickly healed. The symptoms disappeared during the night through specific consecrated prayer. 2 days later, there was a follow-up phone call from the public health department with lots of questions. This provided another opportunity to speak heart to heart with someone and explain Christian Science healing by answering her questions. As I told her about my healing and my family's protection, the interviewer's response was, "I am so happy to hear this report. This is amazing." The Saturday before Easter, all of our required quarantine time ended. At that point, the grandchildren returned to our home. Weeks after the healing, still more prayer was needed. I began experiencing new and unusual symptoms of illness, which may or may not have been related to the coronavirus. I prayed by acknowledging my spiritual immunity, knowing that a spiritual idea is incapable of being overtaxed or depleted. Spirit God is inexhaustible life, and my true body is not a physical structure, but the temple of the Holy Spirit, as stated in the New King James Version, the consciousness of God, soul. Therefore, no part of me could be a battleground for disease or a canvas for its display. At this point, a friend shared with me how she was prayerfully addressing public fear of a possible resurgence of the virus in the fall when the weather changes. I was inspired to pray with a passage she shared from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Disease has no intelligence with which to move itself about or to change itself from one form to another. If disease moves, mind, not matter, moves it. Therefore, be sure that you move it off. I prayerfully moved off the mortal assertion of an attack on the integrity of God and His creation by stripping from my consciousness the belief that disease has intelligence to move or change into different forms. The symptoms would come and go, and each time I worked to deepen my spiritual understanding of God, the one divine mind, as the only governing intelligence and the master of the corporeal senses, as stated in Science and Health. I again took a strong stand and rejected the evidence of disease on the basis that God and His creation are complete and harmonious. With this prayer of conviction, my body soon reflected normalcy and complete freedom. And this freedom has continued in more than a year since. I am very grateful that Christian Science shows the practicality of the biblical promise that and truth that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God's love is indeed the sufficient remedy for every human need.